भक्ति विषय त्यागात संग त्यागात देन श्रवण कीर्तन भगवत गुण श्रवण कीर्तन अव्यावृत भजन मे बी फुल्ली एंड डेलिजेंटली परस्यूड एंड इंटायरली एकम्प्लिश इन वन्स ओन लाइफ दिस इज द पार्ट विच वी हैव टू डू दिस इज द फाइनल कंक्लूजन अराइव्ड एट बाई द इंसिस्टेंट इम्पैथिक एडवाइस गिवन बाई देवर्षि नारद for the benefit of his student. Thus, a devotee must try to spend his time in accomplishing such mental and physical changes in ways of thinking. This we have to do. Mental and physical changes we have to do, and acting so that he will come to open up his heart in true devotion to the inflow of Lord's grace and the blessings of the great ones who are again none other than Narayan himself. Underlying this thing, we always have got a doubt. We don't consider our teacher as a Narayan himself. Gurudev himself writes this thing. Many times we have seen the avatar, Mad Anugraha avatar. Guru is a Mad Anugraha avatar, is the incarnation of Lord. And Gurudev also writes the same thing. For this, no doubt, new initiates would require some amount of external and internal help. You will require help. That help will come. The required guidance will always reach him who has decided himself to turn sincerely toward the Lord during his regular prayers and habitual loving service of people around him. It is, if you analyze this thing, you will find that it is a U-turn. Sang, action, these are all extrovert things. We have to tyag, we have to renounce, and then make a U-turn toward inside, toward the Lord. There is almost an enchantment of unbelievable magic in the method of communication adopted by the nature in guiding seeker. The nature will take over, God will take over. He will send you teacher wherever you are. You don't have to go and look for the teacher. Teacher will come to you. It is always mysterious and never ineffective. Lord has assured us himself in Gita most positively, O son of Kunti, declare from the housetops that my devotee shall never come to ruin. Kaunteya pratijanihi na me bhaktah pranishyati. Therefore, continuous God dedication in all action. Therefore, conclusion. What is the conclusion? Continuous God dedication in all action and God remembrance in the mind are to be achieved. These are easy, but when we have continuous and unbroken companionship with the wise and the good, either directly with a teacher or indirectly through the sacred books of the and scripture, if you are very fortunate, you will get a teacher. If you don't get a teacher, continue your sadhana with the scriptures. Companionship of good satsang bring all else to the seeker. Pursue and try to get these creative contacts which have an infallible influence upon those who are devotees of the Lord. Now the next topic is we should practice positive sadhana. Positive sadhana should be practiced always. Then we also have to know what is not to be done. What is to be done, it is said. What is to be done by a seeker or a devotee? Vishaya tyag, sangha tyag, abhyabhrit bhajan, and then bhagavad guna, shravana kirtan. This is to be done. This is positive thing. What should not be done? If you do that, that will be an obstruction in the grace of the Lord. That also Narayana is going to tell us. So give up all the practices which blocks the grace. Many people will come and try to seek you. You are trying to go inside. They will seek you and tempt you. Again, let us go outside. Make you extrovert. So we should be very, very careful. Sutra number 43.
Dussangaha.
Dussangaha.
Sarvataiva tyajyah.
Dussanga. That is the evil company. Dussanga. One is satsanga. Opposite of satsanga is dussanga. Acha, what is the difference in satsanga and dussanga? In the satsanga, you have got the of sat, satchidananda. When you come to satsang, they always talk about Paramatma, about the Lord. But what is dussanga? When you are not thinking about Lord, it is dussanga. Very simple. When you are not thinking about the Lord, it is dussanga. Okay. Dussanga, tyajya must be given up. Sarvatha eva, completely, totally it should be given up. Dussanga, it should be given up. What is dussanga? It can be evil company. Simple, is the evil company is the dussanga. Achha. Let us understand dussanga. What is dussanga? So any association with person, being or thing which takes mind away from self or God or make my mind extrovert is dussanga. Let me repeat it again, very important portion. Any association with person, being or thing which takes mind away from self or God or makes mind extrovert, it is dussanga. So now our sense organs are all extrovert. All sense organs are extrovert. And many times I have said this is manufacturing defect. They are extrovert. By their nature, they are extrovert. And they go to the sense object. Organs of perceptions will go to sense object to seek joy. To seek joy in the sense objects. And slowly, slowly, these sense objects makes us slave. Makes us slave. Okay, so we should give up such relationship with any person who is tempting us toward the sense object. That is dussanga. Or such but bad company can also be books. Can be books like a, I should not mention the name, like if you are talking about the film here, or if you are talking about anything about the worldly thing, these are all dussanga. Cinemas, TV serials, they all make our mind extrovert. They all pollute our mind. We should be very careful. A devotee, a sadhak, who is trying to achieve the supreme, should be very, very careful about. Now, apart from this, my own mind can be evil. Own mind. There are no sense objects. There are no books. I am not seeing TV serial. I am not seeing cinema. There is nobody coming and tempting me to, okay, let us go out. My own mind start thinking something about the worldly things. It's dussanga. So mind entertains thoughts without books, person and being, and these thoughts are also dussanga. Therefore, Sukhdev ji says, Tanme mana siva sankalpastu. Let there be only auspicious thoughts in my mind. In Sweta Sweta Upanishad, it is said, may that Lord bless us with noble thoughts. And in another Vedic famous statement, Ano bhatra kratirvanta visvata. Or in our Shanti mantra, sometimes we chant, Om bhadram karne visunyam devaha. Let me hear all auspicious, auspicious and auspicious things. So dussanga may come in the form of thoughts also. Thinking about a person may influence our thought also, you know. Thinking about, now you see, thinking about Ram and thinking about Ravan. They are two different things. You are thinking about two different things, but your mind, if you are thinking about the Lord Ram, it will take you to Bhagwan. If you are thinking about the Ravan, ten-headed, all negative thoughts will start coming. So weak are affected by the evil thoughts if their vasana is also of the same nature. If my vasana is like Ravan, so think thought of the Ravan will take me. But suppose somebody is doing the satsang and then he thinks about the Ravan, he has heard about Ram also, and now he is thinking about Ravan also, he will not be affected. He will not be affected. So generally we say, what is this dusanga? Company of a person makes a good or bad. But Gurudev said that it is not the company that makes people good or bad. It is the companionship that makes one good or bad. So there is a difference between company and companionship. There is a difference. So what is the difference? If you participate or involve in the company, then you will be affected. If you participate or involve in the company, it will affect. But if somebody offers you a smoke or a drink, somebody offers you, Aye, from today onward after 5 p.m., what will you do? You come to my home. You will have some party. So you have got two choices. If you say no, then there is no effect. You are in the company of all those people. But if you say no, I don't drink, you can give me a little bit of cold water, that's all. You are not affected. But if you sit down, oh, no, I know, but I don't want to disrespect or dishonor you. I will give you company. Okay, you give me half. Then you are in the bad company. A very subtle difference. So conclusion is, thus dusanga means any thought, emotions, feelings, actions which disturbs me and takes me away from the self or God is dusanga. And let me tell you, swarga is also dusanga. Swarga? Because there are apsaras are there dancing. So if you see apsara dancing, whether your mind will go to Lord or apsara, it is dusanga. So such thoughts and actions, literature should be given up. Therefore, it is said, sarvatha eva tyajya, sarvatha eva tyajya. So sabda to ganda, five sense objects, sabda, sparsa, rupa, ras, ganda. So some may like something, some may like only hearing, some may like tasting, touching, sabda, sparsa, rupa, ras, ganda. They all take us to sansar. Therefore, they should be given up. Gurudev writes, the companionship of good help us to live gracefully in the spiritual path, and they can, by generating in us a constant God remembrance. In satsang, you will always find continuous God remembrance. Help us to exhaust our negative vasanas and provide us with a purer heart that will readily invoke His grace into plenty. Many times I have said, when your mind is thinking about Bhagwan, it is getting purified. When the same mind is thinking about the sense objects, it becomes polluted. So we have to make our mind pure. How can we make our mind pure? Visayatyag, sangatyag, abhyabrit bhajanat, sravan kirtan, bhagavad gun, these are all purifying. When this happens, Mahat Kripa and Bhagavad Kripa will automatically flow. His grace is plenty, but evil company works upon us just in the opposite way. The companionship with the evil-minded, sensual people can create in us only similar thoughts, which will in their turn generate more and more of the negative vasanas, and under their compulsion, our mind becomes endlessly agitated. A life of seeking sense gratification must dissipate all the vital energies and make the individual weak in body and disturbed in mind. How can such a distracted fool ever have the necessary contemplation power to concentrate or have the subtle intellect to meditate upon the glory of the infinite Lord? Therefore, Devarsi Narad says that we must cultivate the company of the good and must shun all association with evil companies. Okay, why should we always give up the bad company is indicated exhaustively in the following sutra. Why should we give up? You must tell Naraji what is the reason. I like the thing which you are saying you don't do, but I like it most. What will happen? He tells.
Kama krodha.
Kama krodha.
Moha smriti bhrangsha.
Moha smriti bhrangsha.
Buddhi nasha.
Buddhi nasha.
Sarvanasha karanatvat.
Sarvanasha karanatvat. So he says, kama krodha moha smriti bhrangsha buddhi nasha sarvanasha karanatvat. Sarvanas karanatvad. So dusang is cause of utter ruin. Sarvanas, sab kuch khatam. It is the karan. The dusang is the cause of our sarvanas. Total ruin. Okay, so what is the sequence of the total destruction? It is said, kaam, krodha, moho, smriti, bhansa, buddhi nas. And through buddhi nas, sarvanas. When buddhi is not there, it is not functioning, sarvanas. The same thing is said in Gita chapter 2 also. It is our own experience also. And Gurudev called it the ladder of fall. Okay. So how this total destruction is reached? This buddhinas, the buddhinas, what is this buddhinas? Thinking capacity is lost. Thinking capacity is lost. Or person is very confused. It is said, vinash kale viparit buddhi. At the time of destruction, all thinking are wrong. All thinkings are wrong. That leads to destruction. If thinking is wrong, judgment is wrong, the natural end result will be also destruction only. So how destruction starts? How destruction starts? So in Bhagavat it is said, Vishyan dhyayata chittam visheshu visijyate mam anusmratah chittam mai eva prabaliyate. If you are thinking about the sense object, what will happen? The mind will all be absorbed in the sense object. But if the same mind is thinking about the Lord, then it is said, the mind will get absorbed in the Lord. So choice is ours. Should we think about the sense object or should we think about Lord? That choice is ours. And in Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Dhyayato vishyan punsa sangastesu upajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodha vijayate krodhat bhavati sammoha sammohat smriti vibhrana smriti vrinsat buddhinasa buddhinasat pranasyati. The sequence there is very clearly given by Lord. Naraji has summarized. He has taken few words from there, and but the detail is given in our Bhagavad Gita. Achha. So dusanga makes our mind extrovert. But if external world remind, achha, should if by seeing world or sense object my mind becomes extrovert, should I close my eyes? No. If by seeing the world, if Lord is reminded, then this is not the sangha. I will give you an example. Suppose seeing a red rose, fragrant red rose, if you are reminded about Lord, this rose is so beautiful, fragrant, silky to touch, and it reminds me the who made this. Thousands and thousands, millions and millions of roses at a time. Who is making? Now, if mind is going to Lord, then it is not dusanga. But if the mind thinking about the, I was seeing the beauty of the rose, if the calm, if the desire arises in you, seeing a beautiful lady, if it reminds you of the Lord, it never happens. If it reminds you of the Lord, how the Lord made such a beautiful creation, then it is not tusanga. But if by seeing a beautiful lady, a calm, a desire arise in you, then that is dusanga. It all depends on your vision, how you are thinking. So if kaam upajayate by seeing, reading, hearing, thinking of an object, of a person, or an event, or a situation, then it is dusanga. Okay. So all the kaam arise from sankalpa. The pre-stage of kaam is sankalpa. Sankalpa means a thought just comes. Dhyayato visyan punsa. You are just thinking about the sense object, visaya. Dhyayato visyan. Sangaste supajayate. Immediately you are caught there. Okay. So what happens? The first thing is that we put a sobhan buddhi, sobhan adhyas. What is sobhan adhyas? If I get this object, I will be happy. Without this object, no life. We call it sobhan. Sobhan adhyas. Sobhan buddhi. Sobhan buddhi. So if this thing starts, then no, dusanga has started. Seeing a sense object and you are putting a sobhan buddhi, a sobhan adhyas, that this will give me joy, dusanga has already started there. Okay. And then what happens? Then you start thinking, there is no life without that. There is no life. Okay. If I get it, then only I will be happy. Iske sang mein rang hai. If I get that, then only I will be happy. Okay. So what is the nature of the kaam? Kaam means I must get visaya at any cost. It's an irresistible desire. Kaam means irresistible desire. Why the kaam has come? Because I have superimposed the joy on that sobhan buddhi. This object will give me happiness. This is sobhan buddhi. At this stage, at the stage of sankalpa, you can throttle the sankalpa. At the stage of sankalpa, you can throttle it. But at the stage of kama, it becomes very, very difficult. Because it has become irresistible. Now you can't stop yourself. What happens? Kamat krodho abhidhyayate. You see, the moment the desire comes, already the mind is agitated, it is no more peaceful. Agitation has already started. And if the kaam is not, if the desire is not fulfilled, agitation continues. That agitation converts into krodha. Or if the desire is fulfilled, the mind becomes quiet. The lobha comes, I want again. I want more. Lobha comes. So why it is said that why krodha? Naraji is also saying, and Bhagwan is also saying in Bhagavad Gita, why krodha comes? The very simple reason Gurudev said, you see, it is the demand and supply. Demand and supply. How demand and supply? Demand is more, supply is less. Now you go there and all the shelves are empty. Demand is more, but no supply. Or the simple thing you can see in your own house, there is one toy and you have got two children. Both want to play this with the same toy at a time. Not possible. One will get, other will be angry. Other will be angry. He will start crying. Okay. Kamat krodho vijayate. Okay, same way the worldly goods are also the same way. Supply is less, demand is more. So naturally, not everybody's demand will be satisfied. So those whose demand is not satisfied, they will be angry. Okay. So now this reaction It is not necessary that anger will always come. Reactions of different people whose demands are not satisfied will be different. It will be dependent on the nature of the person. Some person will become sad. Now all the shelves are empty. Some will be sad. Toilet papers are not there. Sad. Some will be frustrated. That tarika, I have visited so many shops, is not getting frustrated. Some will be depressed. What will happen tomorrow morning? India can guide them. Ek lota le aao. That's all. You don't need to keep the store all this toilet paper. Simple solution is there. Or some may be angry. So some may be angry, some may be depressed, some may be frustrated, some may be sad. It depends on the nature of person. It's not that everybody will be angry. But in all cases, you will see the shanti is not there, peace is gone. If your desire is not fulfilled, peace is gone, mind is still agitating. Still agitating. Whether you are frustrated, whether you are depressed, whether you are sad, whether you are angry, mind is agitated. Peace is not there. Then what will happen? Krodhat bhavati sammoha. Moha means the lack of discrimination. The moment you become angry, what will happen? Lack of discrimination. Shankaracharya says, gurum api akrosati. Seeing guru also, he gets angry with him. Why? Because memory is not there. No vivek is there. He insults even his own elders, seniors, or guru. Okay, take a picture, take a video at that time and show him later. This is what you said. This was your how your face was appearing at that time. And then he will say, no, I was not angry. It is the calm desire which made me look like this. He will not accept. Baad mein usse poochho, why did you get angry? Well, I didn't know. Why is your face like that? It is anger. Anger is culprit, the desire is culprit, not I. Not I. Sammohat smriti virmana, no more memory available. No more memory available. See, memory is required for a decision making. Memory is required. Now, memory of a doctor, he has studied for so many years. Now, a patient comes to him, he has to diagnose. If that memory is not available to him, how to diagnose? And if these symptoms are there, then we have to say, yeah, you have got this and this, and for this is this. If that memory is not available, can he diagnose? He cannot diagnose. Even in the court also, we follow all the precedents. Is it not so? The same issue was discussed in so-and-so case and the judge referred, this was already decided, so I also take the clue from there, and your case is like also this, and so decision. If that is not available, if precedence is not available, what will happen? This judge has to again think all the things he has to think and then decide. It will take more time. So memory helps us to take decision. And when the smriti is not available, it is buddhinas. Many people take drinks or smoke or drugs. Why? To forget some sorrows and all that. Buddhinas. Intentionally they are making their buddhi dull so that they don't remember. Okay. And in history also we find many instances where Raja is given, prompted like this, he is given some drinks or some dance, lower type of dance, or gambling. See? And then they take away their Rajya also. But sadhu prays, dhiyo na prachodayat. Sadhu, what will they? Make my mind more bright. Is it not so? Make my mind more bright. And many people make their mind dull. So dussanga destroys even rich, powerful, famous person also. So this, therefore, dussanga sarvatha eva tyajya. So dussanga can be people, books, thought, action, environment, etc. It is very powerful. Don't even try. Sometimes we say, hum to peete nahi hai kabhi. Let me see one cigarette. Or one drink. I am powerful, I can overcome it. No, don't try, don't do. All is dussanga. Dussanga, don't do it. You read the commentary of Gurudev also, dussanga sarvatha tyajya, kama krodha.
Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.